In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of preparation, preparatory Sundays, the four preparatory Sundays that lead us to Great Lent. This is a very austere time of the year. It is a time when we examine ourselves more deeply to try to determine what sins might stand between us and God. And so the Great Fast is a blessing to us. It is not something that should be dreaded. It is not something that should be dishonored or disliked. It is an opportunity to draw near to God. It is an opportunity to remove from ourselves those things that stand between us and Him. Last week, the theme of the week was humility. And today, the theme is that of repentance. These both obviously go hand in hand. The church puts before us today the danger of leaving God, of pursuing an existence, not life, but an existence, which is ruled by concerns of this world and the passions. Anger, lust, envy, greed, all of these nasty things that bring us down. Our Lord wants to lift us up. He wants us to ascend to the heavenlies. He wants our daily lives to be heavenly, our daily lives to be righteous. He wants the work of the cross to be made real in us on a day-to-day basis. This is a sanctification, the process of being saved. It takes time. It takes the virtues of God. It takes God helping us. We can't do it by ourselves, that's for sure. And this time of year, we ratchet it up a little bit. Father Peter Gilchrist used to refer to this as the time of spiritual spring cleaning. You know, where we clean out those closets of our soul that have collected some things that shouldn't be there. But for that to happen, it does take our participation. It takes an effort on our part to enter into this. This cannot be a perfunctory exercise. And we will get absolutely nothing out of it if we approach it in that way. But if we approach it with faith in Christ, with a sincere heart in humility and in repentance, then God will reveal to us His kingdom. He will reveal to us a different way of living that is full of the virtues instead of the passions. St. John of Kronstadt tells us that the person of the prodigal son in today's gospel provides us with a mirror image of ourselves. The prodigal son was one of two brothers, the younger of the two. When they came of age, the younger son asked for his inheritance, for his estate, and left his father's house. He went far away to a foreign land, and he squandered all of the wealth that his father had given him. St. John of Kronstadt writes in regards to this, "From this we can see that he possessed neither a good nor a clean heart, that he was not sincerely disposed toward his good father, that being under his father's watch was a burden to him, and that he preferred to live according to the will of his depraved heart. But listen to what happened to him after he left his father's house. When he had dissolutely spent everything he had in a foreign country, there arose a mighty famine in those lands, and he began to live in want. Coming to his senses, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and here I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father. I will tell him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son.' He arose and went to his father, and when he was still far away, his father saw him and took pity on him and went out to meet him, embraced him and kissed him. He forgave him, took him into his home, dressed him in the best garments, and made a feast on the occasion of his return. Thus the fallen son went back to the love of his father. What a beautiful picture. What a beautiful paradigm for you and for me of returning to God. That is what repentance is. It is agreeing with Him about our sins, turning away from them, and walking a different path that leads to Him, not away from Him. So repentance is a gift. And even repentance, we need help, don't we? We need God's grace even to repent. St. John also points out that our Heavenly Father does not force us to obey His commandments. He allows us to leave Him and taste the experience of separation from Him. If our hearts are not too hard, then we can and must repent. But I remind you, dearly beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, that we must not ever presume on the grace of God. Sometimes your heart can grow so hard that it cannot repent. There is a point of no return. We must not presume on the gift that God brings to us. St. John of Kronstadt writes further, "We must constantly turn from the disastrous path of sin back to God with all our heart, and let everyone be confident that the Lord sees his sincere repentance, goes out to meet him with love, and just as before, counts him as one of his children." You may be asking yourself, "My sins are so terrible, I don't think God could forgive me for the things that I have done." Today's, I believe, we're given a pretty conclusive answer to that question. He most certainly can and will. All he asks of us is that we sincerely acknowledge our responsibility for our sins and turn away from them back to him. He takes it from there. The rest is up to him. Only God can forgive. And he will, always, every single time, if we come to him with a repentant heart. So, beloved in Christ, let us embrace humility and repentance as we draw near to Great Lent. Let us begin to examine ourselves. Let us consider what sins we will bring to the sacrament of penance and confession that each and every one of us should participate in during the Great Fast. Let us not neglect so great a salvation, as St. Paul wrote in the book of Hebrews. Let us not neglect that gift that has been given to us. Let us tend to our souls and to our bodies during the days that come, and let us do so in humility and in repentance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.